I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to P.S. I Hate This Movie, a podcast where we take a realistic look into the unrealistic world of romantic comedies. I'm your host, Sarah Hunt.
And my name is James Petragallo, and I'm excited this week because I never have to see this again.
Well, we had to watch it today, and we had to suffer through it. We hope that you enjoyed The Switch last week with with old Aniston.
Ugh, Aniston and poor Jason Bateman trapped in a...
Feel like he wanted to do that movie.
I feel like he thought it was going to be better. I feel like everyone involved thought it was going to be better. They were like, oh, we're making shit. Okay, I see.
I don't know. I contest that maybe they believed in it.
That's what I mean.
They thought that it was, because they based off of a short story, how much more pretentious can you get?
Well, that's what I mean. I feel like
take this short story and adapt it and do it. It's like, no, you cut out all the fat. That's why it's a short fucking story. If it wasn't a short fucking story, it'd be Narnia.
It's true. I feel like they were all excited about it until the premiere, until they saw the final cut and they went, oh, we made that.
We should have had a story.
This is
all right. Great. If you guys enjoyed the show last week, get on iTunes, give us a 5-star review. I saw that we got a couple of great 5-star reviews. You guys, thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
And everybody's been really awesome on Twitter and stuff lately. And I love that we've revolutionized the way that people watch movies, James. We're doing something for these people.
We're trying our hardest here.
We're trying our hardest. And we did it again this week with Monster-in-Law.
Ugh, God, this was awful.
This one we deserve like a gold medal for.
This was bad.
This was really bad. Well, I had to watch it with a chipmunk voice.
We need to. Yeah, you had to watch.
I had to watch this movie on YouTube, and it was like sped up a little bit. So that was nice because I probably shaved some time off of it.
It was like 20 minutes. You saved.
I don't know. I didn't look at it.
I was mad.
You're gonna have to deal with it. Yeah. You could have done it too.
I didn't know.
Anyway,
I watched the real
copy.
The
whole movie was in. They all had chipmunk voices, it was
like a sped up, you know.
I watched the prequel to The Squeakquel.
Oh God, that's so.
Anyway,
bad.
This week we did Monster-in-Law 2005, starring Jennifer Lopez, Jane Fonda, and Michael Vartan.
It doesn't matter. I've never seen
more
this guy
like
before.
Farton.
Farton. Yes. Very mature of you. Anyway. I like it.
All right. The IMDb description is, the love life of Charlotte is reduced to an endless string of disastrous blind dates until she meets the perfect man, Kevin.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, his merciless mother will do anything to destroy their relationship. Now, what blind dates did she go on?
I was going to say, I don't remember any dates.
There was zero blind dates.
We get introduced to her in the beginning. She walks some dogs. She does some, like, she has like nine
jobs. No blind dates.
And then she sees this guy on the beach and she meets. It's like immediate. Like,
it's like 3 minutes in the movie.
I don't even know this girl yet. I don't know this woman at all. And yeah, she's meeting guys and, okay, go ahead. It's ridiculous.
Okay. Fun fact.
Please.
I figured that you would enjoy this fun fact.
Okay.
And everybody else would enjoy this fun fact as
well. I'm interested.
Okay. Mark Ruffalo was originally offered the male lead, but he declined.
Oh my God, Ruffles?
Ruffles is magic.
Ruffles is magic. It was going to be the lead guy.
Yeah.
How can you have Ruffles in that role?
How much more boring and depressing would this movie be if Ruffles was in it?
The point of this guy is
that guy. He was a fucking Labrador.
Yeah.
On 2 feet.
But they try to make him just cardboard cutout attractive guy. That's the whole movie. Everybody keeps
and
talking
Ruffles
about how
is
hot
not
he is.
That.
At Ruffles, it would be ridiculous if he's walking around and everybody's like, oh, he's just so hot. They'd be like,
he's so
Ruffles?
Swarthy.
Yeah. Ruffles?
He's swarthy and he looks depressed.
And Ruffles is a surgeon? I don't think so.
No.
I don't see Ruffles cutting into somebody.
Ruffles is magic. He's not a surgeon.
Exactly. He's magic, not science. That's right.
All right. I also have a really other fun fact. It's dumb. So Jennifer Lopez used to be with Ben Affleck.
Okay.
Okay. This Michael Farton dated Jennifer Garner.
Okay.
So. And then Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner, after they, you know, Splitsville from these ones, then they got together.
Interesting. That's odd.
I don't know the timeline, if it was after this movie or before this movie. Because maybe this movie made them lose their relationships with their people.
I hope it affected them negatively in some fashion, the people involved in it.
Because I do too.
Fucking awful.
Let's get into it, shall we?
Please.
We shall.
Let's do it.
We meet J-Lo in her apartment. This temp agency keeps calling her throughout, okay? So J-Lo is a temp.
She
has like 8,000 jobs.
And well, she has 9 at least.
And here's what I don't understand. Okay, so she's a dog walker. And then like this doctor's office. Okay, so she's like sketching this stuff.
Yes.
She's sketching while she's on the phone with the temp agency. They're offering her like, hey, the doctor's office needs you tomorrow. She just got back from walking her dogs, or all the dogs, or whatever. And it seems like on all these jobs that she does, like when she helps her friend cater.
Yeah.
She does a really good job, and she is overly helpful. Why can't she get just a normal, stable job?
That's what I mean. I would think the doctor's office, after all, is her coming in with a great attitude, you know, doing her job
well. She memorizes all of the people's names.
I would think they would say, we should hire this one full time. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand how she hasn't caught on somewhere yet. I don't understand.
I don't know, because she seems very helpful. She's not like a slacker.
Yeah, no, that's
what
I mean.
She, like, does stuff, and she's like, oh, I'll do that for you. Don't worry about it.
She seems to be like, she seems to put effort into these jobs and take them seriously.
I have a lot of questions about J-Lo's character.
Oh, and we'll get into it. So many.
So we find out that Adam Scott is her roommate or neighbor or whatever.
Yeah.
Is he her neighbor?
Neighbor, yeah, with a key.
Okay.
She's got a gay friend and a hag friend. Those are the two.
So Adam Scott, he's the neighbor, and he's helping himself to like all of her food and coffee. And I was really annoying because clearly she's getting these jobs from the temp agency and she's walking people's dogs. So she's probably hard up for cash.
And you're just
drinking her stuff and eating her stuff.
Money is not, again, in every one of these movies, money is not an object. Even though she's a temp worker, not making great money,
she lives in a great apartment,
like on the beach.
Yeah.
And seems to be able to pay for expensive coffee.
Yeah.
And everything else. She seems fine.
So She kisses a picture of her parents and she goes out the door.
Yes.
Right? And she's walking dogs and she's reading her horoscope with the dogs. She's reading all the dogs' horoscopes first.
Yes.
And then she reads hers.
Which
I was like, how do you know what month the dog was born in?
You don't know what month.
That's a good dog walker. She's like,
I would say
I boost their self esteem and whatever. It's fine.
Crazy, but good.
So she reads that on her horoscope that love is right in front of you. And here he is, the Nilla Wafer himself, Michael Farton.
Yeah, he is nondescript.
I had him as Nilla Wafer, but I like Farton much better.
I like Farton. I like Nilla Wafer. He's just nondescript. He's generic guy.
He's one of the dogs that she walks. Yeah. Like, he looks like a golden retriever.
He looks like a guy who's in a picture in a frame when you buy it.
Yeah.
He's like in a picture in a
like
frame.
Like the Switch.
Like with a tuxedo, like getting married to somebody or like, you know, fishing with his dad
He doesn't something. Seem like he's real.
He has no character.
No.
Let me ask you something.
He doesn't
have
any personality.
We watch this whole movie. What's he interested in? Name one interest he has.
Jennifer Lopez.
Yes. Besides being a doctor and wanting to have sex with Jennifer Lopez, I don't know one of his
interests.
He does
like his mother.
I don't know. His mother, I don't know anything he likes, anything he does, a hobby, a food he likes, nothing. I know shit about this guy.
I don't know anything about him. He's one of the central characters.
They wrote the... You know what it is? It feels like women wrote the movie that don't know how to write for guys. Like, it's the same thing when guys write a movie and they don't know how to write for women, and the woman like doesn't have any character at all, or she's just like overly emotional because they don't know how to write for a woman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it feels like that. It feels like somebody didn't...
Yeah.
Someone was like, I don't know what a guy would say. Just make him say something nice.
Yeah.
What would we like him to say? Well, then that's good. He's the perfect guy. So that's what it feels like. It's very strange.
Yeah. So he gets done walking the dogs after she sees Michael Farton, and now she's at this coffee shop, and she runs into Farton again.
After she has her save the cat moment, which is... Some guy is abusing the barista about his coffee.
Oh, because how can you not make a... Yeah.
Yeah, and then she sees the guy drop $20 on the ground, so she picks up the $20 and throws it in the barista's tip
and
jar.
And she says, hey, girl!
Yeah, and the barista's like, oh, my God, thank you. And that's her little save.
Although, I'd be really excited if somebody threw me $20 right now.
That'd be great. I'd take $20.
Yeah.
I'd love $20.
So now she is reading tarot cards with her and her friends.
Yeah.
Outside, I guess, in the complex. And they're, like, super weird. They're like, well, we figured out that you're really grumpy and acting weird because you need to have sex with somebody. And it's like, that's not a conversation that we have at all.
No, and did we mention when she bumped into Fartin at the coffee shop?
Yeah.
That she reacted like a 14-year-old?
Yeah, because he said hello to her. And she just was like, oh,
averted
and, like,
eye
like,
contact.
Yeah.
Like, in a, this whole movie, I have a theory on her. Boy, I'll wait for this theory. But
are we going to get theorious?
Oh, we're going to get theorious on her. Boy, yeah. She has deep psychological problems.
I think
character.
So. Her parents died when she was very young.
I have, yeah, there's a lot here. There's a lot here. But we'll get into it as it progresses. But yeah, it's super strange.
Yes, it is very strange. So that, oh yeah, and by the way, that friend is the girl from How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Is it?
She's one of Andy Anderson's little
I've
cronies.
Pushed that movie completely out of my mind. I don't even remember which one that was. Oh, that was Kate Hudson. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, that was awful.
That was
awful. I know, it sucked.
So now we're at Dr. Patel's office, and J-Lo is straight smacking gum the whole time that she's on the phone.
Oh, yeah, she's
I was
letting
like,
it fly.
She's like, nom, 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 hi, George, like, blah, blah, blah. By the way, what was in that bag?
Poop.
Oh,
said they told him, there's an old man said they handed her a bag and said they told me to bring this from home, and she looked in it and she was horrified. It was poop. He had a stool sample. Yeah, that's
I didn't
a good
know
temp
what that
job.
Was.
Yeah, you're not even invested with full time and benefits and you're taking poop samples. That's
yeah, you're looking
job.
At George's poop.
I don't want to look at George's poop.
Yeah, so I mean, so far she's had 3 jobs in the past like 2 days.
Yeah. That's what I mean. She's working. Just
she's either making bank or she's just like, I don't know.
I thought about the stress of that schedule of trying to keep things straight.
Just trying to figure it out. How
I have
early
like
does she get up to?
Two things going on.
Yeah.
I can't keep it straight.
How
I can't
early
imagine.
Does she get up to walk those dogs then?
She's walking the dogs and she's got this. I mean, her literally, she has to, she's hour to hour. Shit's different. Like, you know, I have to work 3 different jobs today at different times. I got to figure
and
out.
And somehow she had time for a Nilla wafer boyfriend.
That's right. No problem.
I know. Fartin's a really good name for this guy because he's like a fart in the wind. Like
he's just there,
and then you forget about him, and you're
that's
like, oh
true.
Yeah, this guy.
That's true, and he's friends with Will Arnett. In this
that's
movie.
So poetic. That
it
what
is.
I just
he's
said.
A fart in the wind.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy that.
Anyway, so now we're at this party where J-Lo is helping out with the catering for her friend. And we see that the party is actually Fartin's party. So he's like the host of the party.
Dr. Fartin. Has hosted the party.
Yeah, he's hosting the party. And J-Lo sees him and she's like, oh my God, that's that guy that I've seen twice. And blah, blah, blah. And I don't know why she was freaking out so much.
I don't know. She's like, this has to be, what are the odds of that? And the gay guy's like, yeah, I don't know. Like, yeah, they're.
That never happens.
Never
yeah, you
happens.
Should just go
yeah.
talk to him. Like, what are you
yeah,
talking about?
Yeah, you should talk to him. And it gets weird. And he's hanging out with his buddy, Will Arnett.
Yeah, Will Arnett is in this
like,
movie,
right.
Job.
Several wasted comedic characters in this movie. Job,
they did all right for themselves.
Job, one of them. Yeah, I just wanted to, yeah, I don't know. Arrested Development, by the way. We're talking, he's Job in Arrested Development.
If
you haven't watched that, I don't know what you're doing.
Exactly. What are you doing?
You should be watching that, and you should have watched 30 Rock also, because we make a lot of 30 Rock
yeah,
references.
We make a lot of 30 Rock
and
references.
And Wire, and there's just a lot. Just
there's
catch up on all of your TV and then get back to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're on our level. But
exactly.
Also just listen to it anyway, and then watch those shows, and then come back.
I suggest that.
And then
that.
You can really understand the jokes.
Listen to us while you're watching that, too.
Hmm.
Keep it on in the background. We could use a listen.
So we're at the party, and I love how they have to introduce Fartin as, like, oh my God, how great is he? And he's a heroic doctor because they said, Kevin performed CPR on this guy and saved his life. Can you believe that?
Yeah, they're really head over heels. Everybody is for this
Well, they part. Have to, because we don't know anything about him. We just know that he runs on the beach.
He just got back from San Francisco.
And then he got back from San Francisco. But I mean, before this party, what did we know about
nothing.
Him? But we have to know how great he is.
Yes.
So that's why they have to do that within like the first 15 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Kevin did this.
Everyone's amazed by
his
greatness.
Yeah, he's great. So J-Lo offers them shrimp balls. And that one girl was like, nobody wants any shrimp genitalia or fish genitalia.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I thought that was very funny. I was like, you have to know that you're not actually eating shrimp genitalia and you're trying to treat me like I'm an idiot.
That girl becomes a problem later.
Well, she is a problem. So
she's
yeah, this the girl that talks about the fish genitalia has a thing for Fartin.
As they all do.
Who doesn't
at
this point?
Does.
Even his mother does.
Everyone does.
And so she sees that J-Lo's chatting it up with Fartin.
Yeah.
And they're having a grand old time. And Fish Genitals Fiona says...
I like Fish Genitals better.
Well, that's the only
that's
I know
her.
Her
name, Fish Genitals.
She says that Fartin is gay.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, too bad. Like, and you know, then he's going out with Will Arnett.
I was jacked at that point. I was like, well, he's gay, movie's over. Okay, good. I'm out of this. And then I was like, oh shit, no, he's not.
And also, who doesn't want a Will Arnett and Farton like being a gay couple, because him as that guy on 30 Rock, oh my God, what is his name?
Let me tell you, that would have been a better movie. Let's just say that. That would have been a much, much better movie if it was just about...
Banks,
yeah, on 30 Rock. See, you need to watch that. I mentioned it because I knew a 30 Rock reference wouldn't be far off, and I was right.
30 Rock.
It was about 2.5 minutes, and it was there.
Yeah, so I guess Kevin... So Farton calls J-Lo after the party.
Yeah.
And he leaves her a message, and it's really awkward. He's like, hi, I was just calling because I wanted to see if you could walk my dog, which is like... If you're trying to go out with hire me.
You
That's
hire
like
hire me to be your dog walker.
Because basically what I have to face now is a conflict of do I accept your money or am I walking your dog for free?
I think it's a little romantic to be like, hello, yes, I've been watching you from afar. We've met, we bumped into each other and it's been wonderful. Will you pick up my dog's poop for $20? You know what I mean?
That's
what you want from a guy.
Yeah.
That's a good opening line.
My dog's
got a shit. If I give you some money, will you pick it up?
Well, okay. So if you called me and you were like, I want you to walk my dog, and you were like hiring me, I wouldn't feel comfortable taking money from you
at that point. You don't want to have business transactions.
So, I mean, what do I do after the dog walk? I'm like, all right, well, it was nice hanging out with you.
Yeah,
you got cash?
Yeah, here's your money.
No. Are you going to give me $20 or what's going on?
It becomes weird.
Would you
at that
pay
point.
Me?
For what?
If you called me and asked me to walk your dog.
Well, if we weren't together and you were a dog walker, I would assume.
But if you were trying to be together with
me. I don't think that would be my approach to you. But
you wouldn't try to hire me?
If I was going to hire you, then I would pay you. I don't think stiffing you on the payment would really be a big turn on for
you. All right, good.
This chick's going to dig me if I just stiff her on it.
Yeah, guys, we're celebrating our anniversary tonight with you guys.
Yes, we are.
And so the fact that he said that he'd pay me for walking the dog, he gets to stay around for a little bit longer.
That's pretty funny. Well, yeah, well, I'm not an asshole. They get together. Where is it? Where they get together.
Yeah, so now, well, no, because... No, because she doesn't call him back.
Yeah,
and then he finds her at the beach and brings coffee. And
yes.
It's like, okay, now you're being a creep.
Yeah.
I hope she gave you her phone number, first of all.
And then also,
if she gave him the phone number, then she should call back.
Why didn't she call him back? That's the other thing I didn't understand.
Yeah, because
she likes this
guy. I was like, okay, well, how did he get her phone number?
Yeah.
And then, so then there's that. And then if she gave it to him, then she can't be weird and not call him back. Because I gave you my phone number.
Well,
so at that point, you're expecting a phone call and you should call back.
She still thinks he's gay at this point.
Well, she does. Because
beach,
when
she
sees him, she's like, wait, why are you calling me? Aren't you gay?
And then he gives a 10-minute dissertation on her eyes, which I'm like...
Oh, yeah. He's seen her 3 times.
I could not describe my own eyes with that level of accuracy.
Yeah, I was just going to say, can you describe mine?
They're blue.
Thank you.
Really nice, and they're blue and pretty, and that's great. And if you said describe your eyes, mine, I'd say they're brown. I don't have any other... This guy had, like, the ridges in the sides.
Yeah, he has seen her 3 times
and
once in the sun, and it was, like, barely.
It's ridiculous.
And, like, barely to the fact that, like, the sun was in her face, so he wouldn't be able to know what color it was. But he explains them in depth.
Yes.
It was creepy. And then the dog bites him, which I thought was great.
I thought that was good. That was a good deal.
But if your dog doesn't like somebody and bites somebody, you should probably trust your dog. Like,
I
if Frankie didn't like somebody, I'd be like, something's weird with you.
I agree. Yeah, she
so
likes
everybody.
So
I trust
everybody.
My dog.
She's very friendly and happy.
No,
unless
she's
we're
a
not
mean
around.
Dog.
She's, very
she's
mean.
A mean, big dog.
Well, unless we're not around. If we're here, though, she's excited.
Yeah, then she's just happy to see you. All right, then they go back to her place to take care of his cut, but he's a doctor.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal
is. She's like he all of a sudden, he doesn't know what to do for his leg bleeding because she's like, I have hydrogen peroxide. Every other movie, like, I was thinking about it, I'd be walking in, I'd be like, this is what I need. I want a wet rag, I want this, I want this. But that's just because I'm a neurotic freak. So I would be, and I'm very controlling in a situation. So I'd be like, all right.
No.
This is, yeah, no, he says. Yeah.
Dude, no.
Yeah, no, he says. He's just trying to earn points.
She just lets her hair blow in the wind. Guys.
Yeah, fly by the seat of my pants.
Yeah,
totally not high strung.
No,
not at all.
God, no. Are you kidding me?
No.
No, you're on the road. You're like Jack Kerouac. You're just out there. Just adventures.
Biting my nails.
Yeah, just hitching.
What was that?
It's all good, you know, just get across however you can. That's how you are, you know, you're just cool, laid back kind of chick. No worries.
Yeah, super laid back. That's definitely me.
Good God.
All right, so his pager keeps going off when he's hanging out with J-Lo, and it turns out that the pages are coming, they're from his mother.
Yeah.
And now we meet her. It's Jane Fonda.
It's Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda is mommy dearest to Fartin. Mama Fartin. And so she's at her job. She's like this big like daytime talk show host. Yeah,
she's kind of like a daytime Barbara Walters type.
She's like Sally Jesse Raphael plus hosts, Barbara Walters. Yeah,
but she seems to have like some gravitas in the business. Yeah. She's not like a Sally Jesse Raphael. She's like a respected journalist. She's interviewed the Dalai
Lama. Yeah, but she also interviews trash. Yeah,
she's Barbara Walters, who interviews like world leaders back in the day. And she also interviews Britney Spears when she was popular. You know what I mean? Because that's what she ends up doing.
Yeah, she's pretty much, she's Barbara, but her name is Viola.
Viola.
And she's apparently getting replaced by some huge girl with big knockers.
Yeah, they're replacing her with a younger, they said, oh, sorry, we're trying to appeal to a younger demographic, so.
Yeah, and apparently Jane Fonda is going to get replaced by some, like, 17-year-old or whatever, I don't know. She's young and she's got big boobs. And the girl says to Wanda Sykes, who is Jane Fonda's, like, assistant or whatever.
Yes.
And she says, oh my God, I can't believe they chose me to replace her. And I was like, how dare you? Jane Fonda was in 9 to 5. She got away with kidnapping people and like torturing them and all this stuff. And then she also did a bunch of workout videos, and you're just gonna disrespect her by asking for her autograph for your grandma? And like,
yeah,
that's,
my grandmother's a big fan.
She was in 9 to 5 with Dolly Parton. She's almost a saint.
She should have asked her for Dolly Parton's autograph.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Dolly Parton's autograph?
Okay, we don't wanna talk about how stupid that girl is.
No.
But Dolly Parton is the best. And anybody who has worked with Dolly Parton, sometimes Jane Fonda drives me a little bit nuts, but that's fine.
That's fine.
But she was near Dolly Parton, so she's not as insufferable to me.
Now, Wanda Sykes is a breath of fresh air in this movie.
I loved her. She was so great.
She's the only like character who's actually like, man, we're like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, you're all crazy. Like, she's the only character who's like, if you plunked sort of a real person in the middle of it, she'd be like, this, you motherfuckers are crazy.
Yeah.
And in this movie, as we know from all of these, if you've listened to all of our episodes, there is an absolutely insane lack of black people in all these movies.
There's at least two in this one.
In this movie, or in every movie, they're in a major city. They're in Chicago, they're in New York, they're in LA, and there is one black character in the entire movie or someone in the background. Wanda Sykes must represent every black person in LA in this movie, unfortunately. The only other black character is someone who's literally from Africa speaking in a foreign language.
No, the barista at the coffee place.
Oh, she had one line in the first 2 minutes.
And she
of the
said,
movie.
Hey, girl.
Yeah. All right. And that was even a little insulting. So.
Yeah, so Jane Fonda just found out, not a nice move by the people. They should have waited until after the show.
Definitely.
Because now she had to go on air after finding out that she's going to be replaced.
Yeah.
Now she's got to go on air, and she's interviewing some like 17-year-old girl who just did, you know, performed a musical number, I guess.
Pop star. She's clearly Britney Spears when she was 17.
Yeah,
clearly.
Pretty much.
Like, she's wearing an outfit. She looks just like
her. She's asking her about, she's like, okay, like, you know, how old are you? And she says, I'm 17. And then one of the first questions that she asks is like, well, what, you know, about the young, like the old music, because she says, I like to listen to old music.
She likes to watch
old movies. And she mentions like Grease and whatever.
And Free Willy and movies from like 1992.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so Jane Fonda kind of snaps and asks her, do you even read newspapers? So like, even reading newspapers, like, that makes you intelligent.
Yeah, just do you have any interest
in...
Do you read
a newspaper? And then she said something about... She brings up, do you even know what Roe versus Wade is? And the little girl goes, oh, I don't support boxing as a sport. It's too violent.
Yes, but Wanda Sykes had the greatest line because she was wearing... Because of what the pop star there was wearing. She was wearing like this kind of shirt that just had her boobs hang out. And she had star pasties on. And she asked her, do you read a newspaper? And you cut to Wanda Sykes going, she says, Viola, the girl has stars on her nipples. The way she said it. Viola, this girl has stars on her nipples. Like, of course she doesn't fucking
definitely
read.
She's not reading.
Yeah, she's not reading that. What are you asking her?
No, she was super great. So anyway, I guess Jane Fonda loses her fucking shit. She's wacko now. And now she's deciding that she's going to go and see her son, Kevin.
Yeah. Well, did you see what... We didn't tell what she did to this Britney Spears girl. She tackled her over a chair on the air.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Live. Oh, was that fast forwarded in your point? The girl said something about... I don't remember how it came up, but Jane Fonda just finally lost it and tackled her over her chair.
Oh, wow. Okay,
and
that's awesome.
You hear the girl say, "You crazy bitch, get off of me." And they're like wrestling and the whole... All the producers are over there tearing her off.
Glow.
Yeah, and then we cut to her in a mental institution.
Mama farting goes to a mental institution.
I would pay to see Barbara Walters physically attack a pop star, by
the way.
That'd
be pretty awesome.
I would fucking pay pay-per-view if I knew that would happen. I would pay money for that.
I would too. So Wanda Sykes, so she's talking to Wanda Sykes and Jane Fonda, and she says that she's going to go see her son, Kevin. And Wanda Sykes is like, "Oh, so you're going to, it'll be a nice week for the three of you," or whatever.
They're going to go to Africa.
And
she asked, "Do you have the tickets?" And she's like, "Yeah, here they are." And they have physical plane tickets to go to Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then she's like, "Well, you know, he's got a new girlfriend now." And you can already see that, like, Jane Fonda's whole world is crumbling. Because her son has a girlfriend and doesn't need her anymore.
She says, like, "Well, it can't be too serious. I've only been in here a couple of months. Like, they've haven't been together long, so it's fine. It should look good." Yeah.
Well, apparently J-Lo is now moved in with Kevin Farton.
Oh, yeah.
She's moved in, and that seems kind of fast.
I guess, yeah. So, I suppose.
He also seemed to really be insulting her apartment, like, when he saw it. So maybe he was like, "Please, for the love of God, I don't want to go to your sad apartment."
Yeah, stay. And he has a nice house. He's a surgeon as well.
Yes, he's a surgeon. And, so they go over to go to lunch with Jane Fonda. And Jane Fonda, like, because he brings J-Lo. And Jane Fonda doesn't seem too happy with the fact that J-Lo is coming to lunch.
I'm really struggling to see what J-Lo and Farton have in common here. They don't seem to have... Neither of them, like, I know she, like, wants to do fashion design. And...
But that never, ever, like, she never realizes her dreams and starts doing that. She's a temp for the whole movie.
This movie is all loose ends, by the way.
Yeah.
I have a thing about it. There's a bunch of shit that comes up that's just, where did that go?
Yeah,
what's going on?
Farton never brings up, you know, like, "Oh, you should go to this, you should move in with me, and you should go to a design school."
No. She
and
just keeps
blah, blah,
temp
blah,
jobs
and like
later.
So she just keeps all of her temp jobs, and it's ridiculous.
It's so silly.
Anyway, so they're all talking, J-Lo and Jane Fonda, and everybody seems to be getting along. All right, like
when she sees her in the car, get out of the car.
Yeah, she's mad.
She says, "Oh no," and you know that she, in the script, it was probably, "Oh no, a Puerto Rican."
No, it wasn't. "Oh no, a Puerto Rican."
That's the way she said it. Like, he brought, what's he bringing, Puerto Ricans to
my
house?
No, I think he was upset. I think she was just upset because I think she just wanted to go to lunch with just Kevin.
Well,
and get a gauge on how serious the relationship was. And instead, because I don't think that she was expecting J-Lo as a guest.
How creepy was the greeting that Jane Fonda gave the son? Like, she came up like,
she's weird. That's what I'm saying. She's a weird mom. There's a weird momplex here.
Super weird. Yeah, that was strange.
Weird momplex, because now they're getting along. Jane Fonda and J-Lo are getting along, and they're talking and whatever. And during the whole time that they're talking, they're like touching each other and like, "Oh, where'd you get that necklace? Where'd you get this ring? Oh, this is just so stunning. And oh, I love your clothes. And oh, blah, 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 blah." Farton's just staring at them, and he's loving that they're both getting along. And he decides, "I'm going to pop the question to my Jennifer Lopez and ask her if she wants to get married right now.
Even though I know my mother's a psycho.
She just got out of a mental institution. She wasn't expecting Jennifer Lopez at lunch today. And I'm gonna just really immerse her in the shit.
I thought that was actually, I thought that was like sort of a dick move also.
It was a super dick move. He could have waited until they got home.
I thought that was a total ass. I have "what an asshole" written down. Why?
He should have waited until they got home. And you know what he should have done? He should have said, "Hi, Mom. I'm sorry. I know that you just wanted lunch to be just us, but I really wanted, you know, J-Lo to meet you. So I couldn't wait," and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then that would have been a nice thing. Instead, he just walks in and is just like, "I brought a guest." It's like, fuck you, that's your mother. You'd be nice to your mother.
I'm just such a great guy, aren't I? Like,
I'm stellar. Go
I
fuck
great?
Yourself.
Yeah,
no, that's... you should apologize to your mother for bringing an unexpected guest.
And this whole time, too, Jane Fonda is just abusing Wanda Sykes.
Oh, she's now, just terrible. But they abuse each other.
Wanda Sykes gives it back and calls her a crazy bitch and shit like that. But
they're
like,
great.
How much can she possibly make that's worth putting up with this fucking lunatic, this poor Wanda Sykes? I don't know.
No.
She's funny. She should take her shit elsewhere.
She That's should. All I'm saying. Yeah. On the road.
Yeah.
All right. So Jane Fonda isn't taking the news well of them just getting engaged. And you know what? Neither would I. I'd be pretty mad. I'd be like, hey, not for nothing, but, you know, just got out of the loony bin and just wanted, like, a nice day. Nice chill day.
Well, yeah. I'd just be also concerned that how long have you known this person? You're going to marry this woman?
Yeah.
Like, who is she?
Well, and she immediately thinks that Jennifer Lopez is pregnant.
Yeah, that's the thing. She says, look, there's things that can be done. Yeah, why else would you be getting married so quickly? I think she was bringing that up to highlight how...
I think she wanted to embarrass...
Exactly.
She wanted to embarrass Jennifer Lopez and be like, oh, okay, so you're getting an abortion and blah, blah, blah. Like, I think she wanted to embarrass her.
She wanted to, make it...
So now instead, because it doesn't really embarrass Jennifer Lopez, they're just like the two nicest people in the world. Like, she's like... And they're like, no, I'm not pregnant. Like, you know...
No. Well, she's still trying to be nice. She just met this woman. Yeah. She's trying to, like, make a good impression. She's not going to be
a jerk. Now Jane Fonda has resorted to throwing a huge, lavish party for them as an engagement party and inviting, like, the Dalai Lama and all these other fucking people.
To try to...
Because she wants to make J-Lo feel out of place. Yeah. And she also wants to show Farton that she's out of place.
Yeah. She shouldn't be in that crowd. She doesn't
belong. Literally introduces her to everybody as, oh, this is...
Charlie.
Charlie. Because she's Charlotte, but goes by Charlie.
Is Charlie short for Charlotte? Because I've never fucking heard
I've heard that before.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that was a thing. And they called her Charlie and then Charlotte. And I'm like, is that a mistake?
No.
I've never
And
heard
also,
that
you know what? What business is it of yours? It's her nickname. That's what she calls herself.
Maybe she couldn't say
Charlotte when she was a kid.
I was asking if that was short for it. I didn't know if it was or not. I don't know. She can call herself whatever she wants.
She can.
But I didn't know that was a name for that.
So Jane Fonda introduces Jennifer Lopez as, this is Charlie, she's a temp, to everybody. And I was like, come on, Jane Fonda. What are you doing? You were in 9 to 5. What would Dolly say to you right now?
Lily Tomlin would not be happy.
Hey, guys, by the way, I love Dolly Parton. So,
in case you haven't noticed from previous episodes.
In case you have not noticed.
We have to figure out a Dolly Parton movie to do.
Well, yeah, we're going to watch 9 to 5.
That's not really a romantic.
It doesn't matter. We're doing it anyway.
It's all about women.
Jane Fonda bought J-Lo a dress because J-Lo thought that they were just going to a barbecue, so she wasn't dressed for formal wear, which, that's another dick move. Like, what are you doing?
Well, she did that on purpose.
I know. And Jane Fonda also invited over that fish genitals Fiona to the party
To try to really stir the...
Yeah.
Stir the pot.
Stir the pot. So she sent... J-Lo says, can I please go change? And she says, yeah, go change. That's great. And then she tells J-Lo, go to the guest room and go get changed. And then she tells Farton, go put your tuxedo on. It's in your room. Then she tells Fiona, the fish genital lady,
to go say hello
to Farton in his room. She knows he's going to go get changed.
Yeah, she's trying to stir the pot.
So fish genitals is the old spoon. No.
Well,
Jane Fonda is the spoon.
No, she'd be the arm, and then she's using Fiona as a spoon to stir the pot.
Okay.
So, yeah, you got a good analogy.
Okay.
Good analogy.
Thank you.
And the dress, by the way, that she got her, it's a vintage couture dress. And it does not fit because J-Lo has,
got that booty, though.
She has a body type that is difficult, I would imagine, for off-the-rack evening wear. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Her ass is huge.
She's like a 7-foot tall person. You better get them on an NBA team.
Yeah.
You better get famous, young lady, because it's going to be difficult to buy pants.
It's going to be expensive to let all of your dresses out in the ass. That's going to be difficult for you.
Good for her, though.
Hope you like spandex.
Yeah, good for her, though, because she's got a nice body, though.
Oh, it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it, but I mean, to fit into just a standard dress is difficult for her.
The yucky girl goes in while he's changing, and we find out that they have had a drunken evening together, which it's implied that there was probably
relations. He definitely banged her.
And she 100% kisses Farton.
She kisses Farton.
And J-Lo saw it.
Of course, at the exact moment their lips connected before he was pushing her off anyway.
And so she's upset and she wants to leave and says that she doesn't belong, which Jane Fonda, mission accomplished. So I was happy with Farton because he's like, what are you talking about? Let's go together. But he should be respectful of the fact that J-Lo was upset. Instead, he was like, what are you talking about? Like, why are you upset? It's like, you don't fucking notice why I'm upset?
He just says, I can explain about the kissing that she just witnessed. And then everything is fine and smoothed over without him.
And then he kisses
her. Without him ever actually explaining what the hell happened. Like, yeah, he never even got to say, she's a skank and I can't stand her. And she came in and tried to, and I was like, get the fuck away from me. And he never even got to explain that. She was just like, all right.
He just said, like, all right, fine, let's go. And then he kisses her. Yeah. Yuck. You she's just like, kissed that skanky girl who was talking about fish genitals. No, thank you.
Ridiculous. Yeah, ridiculous.
I'm going to hop on the bus and I'm going to go home. All right, so she now, like, they're back at home the next day, and she's painting in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So she's utilizing art, but again, it doesn't go anywhere.
Nope. Just, hey,
like, you should paint more murals
she can
or
make
whatever.
A wall mural. Yeah, like it's a you know, back east pizza place or something.
She's
like, hey, look at that. Make a wall mural of Italy for me. Thanks, J-Lo.
So then now Jane Fonda's plan is to... This movie had really fast cuts. It was like, okay, we see like 30 seconds of J-Lo and farting, and then we're Jane Fonda. And then like, so if it seems really fast, it's because it moved really fast.
I will say that about the movie, as much as I hate it, it didn't drag.
No.
It was, the scenes were, this was
yeah,
the
everything
exact,
moved, it was pretty sharp.
This was the polar opposite of The Switch, which every scene was like twice as long as it needs to be. Two-person dialogue, boring. This was like, scenes are cut and they have like silly like kids music, like kids like...
Yeah, it was really quick.
Like, you know, this is comedy.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
So Jane Fonda's plan is now that she wants to like get close and drive J-Lo crazy, like, you know, and be a monster-in-law. So, she also tells... she wants to drive her away. She also tells Wanda Sykes that she's going to get... a strand of her hair to like, because she's investigating into J-Lo.
She's having
Wanda Sykes do like
it's
a background
ridiculous.
Check on her, all this stuff,
she's
and Wanda Sykes can't find anything.
Yeah. Wanda Sykes says she's had less. She said she's had less sexual partners than you had the last day of Woodstock.
Yeah.
She's like, she's got
and then
good grades. She went to design school.
And then she jokes around and says, like, oh, you know, nothing short of you getting me a strand of her hair, I can't get you any more information about her.
Yeah.
And so, Jane Fonda goes and gets her, like, pulls
Jane up. Jane Lowe.
Jane Lowe. She pulls a hair out of J-Lo's head,
Jane
but she doesn't
Foe?
Actually.
She's Jane Foe.
She is Jane
J-Lo Foe. J-Lo and Jane Foe we got in this
I
movie.
I love this.
All right, boom.
Okay.
All right, it's on.
So, but she doesn't actually do anything with the hair. Like,
no,
I never see Wanda Sykes take the hair, accept the hair, take the hair anywhere. I never see it. She just
loose
pulled
end.
Hair out.
Completely, or split end in this case.
Huh? Hey.
But.
Loose you can't
end.
Say you don't like puns.
So I don't. I do them for you. But so, loose end, another loose end. I have a bunch more here. It's ridiculous. This is when we find out, at lunch, they find out, but we find out about the allergies when she plucks her hair out of her head.
Yeah.
That she's fucking allergic to everything.
They're at lunch, and Jane Fonda is saying, like, you know, you can do it at this church. And she's like, well, we're going to have a non-denominational wedding.
Denominational
wedding. And, you know, and so basically Jane Fonda is saying, well, we should do this. Do you like peach? Here, I made you this wedding planning notebook and it's peach and blah, blah, blah. And she's being a huge pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And
trying to take over the whole planning process.
Yeah. And I was just sitting there and I was just like, my eye was twitching and I was like, I would, if I was J-Lo, I'd be like, get up!
Yeah,
I'm not doing that.
More importantly, these fucking allergies.
Yeah, we get. She's like allergic to nuts, blueberries.
She's allergic to like eight things, like enough to where no matter how great of a person she was, and I apologize to anybody out there with allergies because I understand you can't help
allergies.
It. No, you don't. Not like that. I can't have 19 different things. No, you're not. You're like, I'm sort of allergic to this, but not a big deal, and I eat it anyway. This is like, I'll die if
corn.
I eat this. Yeah, this is enough to where you're like, look, I'm sorry, you're a wonderful person, but it's too much.
Yeah.
Like, allergy people need to stick with allergy people. I can't keep track of all that shit to make sure it's not around you. Allergy people, that's what I need. They need to hook up, and they need to not have children, so then they won't have allergies, and then we can breed allergies right out. Yes, I'm talking about
I have
eugenics.
Allergies.
You don't have allergies like J-Lo had allergies. You're kind of allergic to corn, but we have corn on the cob like once a month because you don't care.
I love corn.
That's what I mean. So this isn't like she's saying like all these things are bad and I'll die and I swell up and everything else.
James will actually call me Grandma Unger because I am a grandma and I complain about my sinuses all the time.
And Felix Unger would always complain about his sinuses on The Odd Couple, and it's a term of endearment.
Yeah, you know, it's a term of endearment.
It is. It's cute.
All right, so anyway, now we find out about all that, but now Jane Fonda has like a meltdown because J-Lo kind of like freaks out on her. about the planning of the wedding.
She pretends to have a meltdown.
Yeah, so she pretends to have a meltdown, and now there's a fake doctor telling them that Jane Fonda should live with them. Well, we find out later that's a fake doctor.
You can kind of tell it was at the time, too.
There's a doctor that comes up, and he's like, you know, Jane Fonda should live with you guys, you know, while she gets back on her feet.
Yeah, she should see me twice a week. She should live with family, blah, blah, blah. And at this point, I'm wondering, what happened to that Africa trip? They had physical tickets.
I'm sure that she got a refund.
I don't know. It seemed like a tour pass. I don't know if that's refundable, but they were booked.
She got a refund.
What kind of people are these? They're just fucking doing that? I don't understand it.
Yeah, but now we've got Kevin going out, farting, going out of town. He's going out of town, so now it's going to be a just Fonda and J-Lo.
Yeah, thanks a lot, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, thanks.
Thanks. Just leave me here with your crazy mother. Appreciate it. She's having a psychotic episode. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Enjoy.
I just met her.
Yeah. You don't know her, but she's going to live with you, and you're going to go ahead and take care of her while she has a psychotic breakdown.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I'm a doctor, and I'm going out of town for some reason.
I'm taking off. What is going
on? I don't know what he was out of town for.
Yeah, I couldn't figure it out either. Maybe I wasn't paying enough attention, but it didn't seem like
he never called anybody from a wearing scrubs.
No.
So I don't know what he was doing. Was it a work trip? All right, it's fine. But now we've got a buddy comedy between Jane Fonda and J-Lo.
Yeah.
But like a not buddy comedy.
It's like Grumpy Old Men at this point. Yeah, they're like rivals.
Oh, I love that. We should have just watched.
But one of these days we're going to pay ourselves back for all these shit ones. Yeah. But this is the point where she's still... She's like so tired from watching Jane Fonda all night because Jane Fonda is keeping her up all night on purpose, acting like a crazy person.
Yeah, she shows up in her ceremonial robes and she's like, I got this headdress from the Dalai Lama and like...
Yeah, and talks through her whole movie that she's trying to watch. But this is like, she's also really tired because she has to get up early and still work her 9 jobs. She's still walking dogs. She's still a temp. She's engaged to a surgeon.
Dr. Patel's office.
Why didn't this guy just go, you know what? I really like, you're not, what you're making is fine, but you're not really contributing to this house.
Yeah, so keep the dog walking thing because obviously you like that or whatever.
Keep whatever you like to do and then go to concentrate on your design shit and get your thing off the ground.
Yeah, they never do that. She just works at Dr. Patel's office and she just works at, like, she does everything still.
I'd like to see her more fulfilled in her career. What the fuck, man? Yeah,
me
seriously.
Too. I was really upset the whole time.
This movie is anti-feminism, by the way.
Yeah, it super is. Yeah,
she gets married to the guy, but doesn't have anything else. Meanwhile, they could have given her a career. They could have so much more. They could have given her.
She could have gone to art school.
She could have gone. Yeah, she went.
You're
going to
move in with
me.
I know, but you're going to live with me, and then this way you don't have to have your apartment, and then you can sublet, and that's some income for you because that's what she was doing.
Yeah,
because she's subletting her apartment.
Concentrate.
But then
on
it could be like, hey, just do your fashion shit. Maybe just walk the dogs, but don't worry about it. I got this. No, fuck you, Farton. Yeah, he's an asshole. Yeah. I hate Farton.
See, Farton. Because he's just vanilla. He just
and then they're dirty
along.
Talking on the landline, and I'm like, okay, that first of all, you have a woman here at your house that can just pick up the landline.
And
she has a weird infatuation with your son, her son anyway.
Yeah.
So she's totally going to walk in and listen to your call and
she's
like,
saying, oh. I'm naked and wet. That's what she said. I'm in the tub.
Gross.
I'm naked and wet and naked and blah, blah, blah.
Naked and naked. Because she's 15.
Yeah.
I'm naked.
Yeah. Oh, I'm naked. I'm naked and wet.
I'm naked.
And then this is when J-Lo, the worm turns a little for J-Lo here, right? Coming up. Isn't this when she drugs her?
So Adam Scott, they're for some reason they're over her and him and the other friend are over at J-Lo's house and they're talking about whatever and Adam Scott finds out that Jane Fonda has been investigating her.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, they have all your high school transcripts and all this stuff and whatever. And so then they start just snooping through all of her stuff, going through all of her drawers and seeing like what she's got going on and she finds like these like the pills where she calls it and J-Lo is actually really smart in this part. Like it was, I was really enjoying like her getting back at her. Like,
yeah,
like, hey, I know, motherfucker. Yeah. Like she was, you know,
she
I like
it out
that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
She was a worthy opponent.
Yeah. So J-Lo follows
Jane Foe.
So Jane Fonda and Wanda Sykes go out and they go shopping. And Jane Fonda says she's going to go and see Dr. whatever his fucking name is. Dr. Chamberlain. And J-Lo follows her around and they're at the mall. What I don't understand is in these movies, these people are so fucking good at sneaking around and spying on people at such a close distance. I'd be a dead giveaway. I get that I have like, I have a good contrast. I have like white skin and I have like black hair. I get that.
Yeah.
But like, I'd be so nervous. I would never know where the person was, but everybody, I lost them.
Yeah.
But they're so great at it. So they're just like right there, right around the corner.
They're right there. And then nobody ever notices. That's the thing. You can't stalk someone you know without them noticing. People look around. These people never look around when they're
stalking. Just like, we're at the mall and this is
blinders
great. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. It's fine. Anyway, so as she sees, like, J-Lo grabs like one of the pills and she goes to Dr. Patel's office and she finds out the pills are just vitamin C tablets.
Yeah.
So to start fucking with Jane Fonda, she brings one of the dogs home.
Yeah, she brings more of the dogs.
She brings like the Doberman home that's like looks mean as fuck and is barking at her. And she gets this sauce all over her white outfit. Like she's like screaming at the dog and with a spoon in her hand and then this stuff. And she goes, oh, I'm sorry. Was that expensive?
And Jane Foe says it was. And
yeah, it was.
Walks away angrily.
So now J-Lo is starting. This is when she starts to get good.
Jane Foe from there goes into her room to change. And all of the dogs that J-Lo walks are all in the room tearing apart her shit. The ones eating out of the jar of the $400 an ounce skin cream that they about. They're like tearing up her pillows. The ones in her suitcase. It's like ridiculous. There's seriously like silly music playing in the background, like, you know, the score of it. This is when it devolves from like a pile of shit to like a children's movie pile of shit. Like it's a completely other pile of shit.
Yeah.
It moves. It changes stink.
It does. It changes stink. So now J-Lo has made Jane Fonda dinner and she drugs her.
Yeah. There's a fucking Bill Cosby now. What the fuck is happening?
You she drugs Jane Fonda and Jane Fonda falls face down into the wet food and then she just kept her there all night.
Yeah. She could have suffocated easily.
She could have drowned.
She's drugged, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, she could have drowned.
Tripe up her nose and that would have been it for her.
Yeah. So anyway, now Jane Fonda, Kevin Farton, and J-Lo are now going out to lunch or dinner or whatever, and Jane Fonda is like, holy shit, you just did some shit to me. So she's just trying to like figure out who her opponent is now.
Yeah.
And J-Lo says, I'm sorry that I wasn't so sensitive to your feelings, and then asks Jane Fonda to be her matron of honor to fuck with her.
Yeah.
And she gives her this peach dress that's hideous and whatever,
and tormenting her.
Jane Fonda just absolutely refuses and she's super upset, and so then J-Lo, you know, gets Farting away, which he's useless anyway. So
yeah, there's no
they could have had the conversation in front of him anyway. He wouldn't have done anything, said anything. Like, he'd just been like, huh.
Most scenes he's in, he's just an observer.
Yeah.
At one point they say, you're quiet. And he goes, I'm just having, you know, just like watching you guys.
Yeah.
Like what the, I can't get a word at edgewise with you guys. It's like, not a lot, if you don't
if
talk.
You started talking, we would listen to you.
If
but
you
anyway.
Never speak, yeah, we're all going to keep talking.
So she says, can you please give your mother and I a moment? And now it is on. J-Lo Heigl's Fonda right in the face.
She Heigl's are good.
She's like, listen here, bitch. I know you've been doing this shit, so I'm going to, you know, I'm going to keep fucking with you and blah, blah, blah. Right? And I was like, Yes. I'm always up for a good Heigl.
A good Heigl is good.
Yeah. If somebody gets Heigl'd right in the face, I need to know about it.
Someone gets Heigl'd right in their grill.
Right in the face.
I have to ask at this point. This is like the point where I lost it with J-Lo's character.
Yeah.
Why does she speak? Now, you wouldn't notice this because you watched it in chipmunk mode. So everyone's voices sounded like this.
Yeah, but
she speaks in her manner, her cadence, and her tone like she's 14 years old. She's very like, she's like, I don't know. And she like, it's really creepy. Like she
it
has
really creepy
psychological fucking problems. Well, like
her parents died when she was a kid.
That's what I mean. So she's it's literally one of
maybe
those things.
If I talk like this, my parents will come back.
Yeah. That's no. Back in the day, I used to listen to Loveline, and when they would call,
he still listens to Loveline.
And have the little no, and I don't. I have because it's terrible. Then I haven't listened to it in 15 years. But when someone calls and it's they call and they're like, I'm 23, and they have the voice of an 11-year-old. They're always like, what happened? Like, literally, what happened to you? Why? Something, your voice. And they'll be like, I'm small. And they're like, I don't care how small you are.
Yeah, because I'm pretty small and I'm very boisterous.
Unless you're four foot one, 72 pounds, there's a fucking problem here.
Like,
you're, what happened to you? Because this is, I know everyone, we're going to get a bunch of tweets with people. I have a high-pitched voice, or I have this, I have that. If you sound like you're 12, something happened to you and you're not admitting it. I guarantee you, because that's just psychology. And that's what happened here. Their parents died, and she's stuck in this weird little girl complex, and it's super creepy.
In case you guys are wondering, I am looking at that picture of Charlie Day
from
Always Sunny, where it's got all the Carol, Carol.
Yeah,
that one.
Attached.
That's what I'm looking
at.
At
all.
That's what I'm looking at when he's talking about
this.
Right now.
Jane Fonda's right. Do you understand? This girl's severely psychologically disturbed.
Her
and no one
parents
else sees it.
Died when she was very young.
That's her problem. She's
now
crazy.
It's everybody's problem.
She will drug a famous lady. She'll drug Barbara Walters, leave her in a plate of wet food to drown overnight. This girl has problems. I'm just saying that.
Dude,
right now.
No,
she's gonna kill him.
If you
someday.
Found out that somebody had your personal stuff, like your high school transcripts and stuff like that, I'd probably do the same shit to her.
She's going to kill him.
Am I gonna kill you?
Maybe. But she's definitely gonna kill
Only
him.
Only time will tell.
Only time will stay tuned to PS I Hate This Movie
Let's
to find
hope
out
that
if
James...
Sarah kills James. Wonderful.
Keep sticking around. All right. So Jane Fonda and Wanda Sykes are the best duo in this entire movie.
Yeah.
And Jane Fonda picks, Wanda Sykes picks up Jane Fonda. Jane Fonda throws the dress out the window because she doesn't want it. And so J-Lo gets all PO'd at it. And she's like, we'll see you at the rehearsal dinner.
Yeah.
J-Lo invited Jane Fonda's doctor to the...
Yeah.
The Dr. Chamberlain to the dinner. And but Jane Fonda invites the fish genitals Fiona.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know.
Yeah, a little more stir in the pot.
I guess. It would just be like, I thought we already dealt with you.
We've gone through this.
Get
one.
Out.
I mean.
Like,
they
doesn't have to stay.
They ran
it's
out
your
of
house.
Shit to do.
Kick her out. Like,
they
I
ran
don't...
out of shit to do in this movie. Most of these movies, every one of them were like too many characters. This movie, not enough characters.
No.
They need more characters.
They needed a couple of more.
Yeah, they had to keep, they're recycling them now.
Yeah. So now Jane Fonda gives J-Lo some of the stuff that she is allergic to. And her tongue's all swollen and all this stuff to try to...
She grinds up almonds and puts
them
in the
gravy. Last-ditch attempts so that she wouldn't show up to the wedding tomorrow because maybe she'd be hospitalized.
Thanks. Maybe I'll kill her with an allergy and that'll make her not show up. These people are sick.
Yeah.
But she's right to do it, I think. She's just protecting her son's future life. She's going to kill him. I'm telling you. J-Lo will kill this vanilla wafer man.
No.
Someday.
So now it's the wedding day, and yay, we have my favorite. We have Elaine Stritch, Colleen Donaghy.
Oh, I love it. Another more 30 Rock for you guys.
Yeah, we got more 30 Rock for you. Yeah, we have a lot of 30 Rock in here.
Yeah.
And Jane Fonda shows up, and she's also wearing white. She doesn't wear the bridesmaid's dress that J-Lo wants her to wear.
Trying to show up J-Lo.
Yeah, she's trying to show up J-Lo, which, I mean, I'm sorry, you're not going to.
No, she's the bride. Come on.
Yeah. And she's J-Lo.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, exactly.
And she's like peak J-Lo here. Although, you know what? Every year is peak J-Lo year because she just seems to not age.
Yeah.
Anyway, so now I guess they're arguing. She's like, take off your white dress. No, you take off yours, you know, blah, 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 blah. Apparently, and I read this, that slapping match that they got into, they're actually slapping each other because they wanted it to be real.
All right. Well,
the two of them made
that
a,
was crazy. When
a choice.
They started. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? It's like intergenerational bride wars.
They're slapping each other. They're slapping each other, and then Elaine Stritch, because I guess Elaine Stritch is Farton's grandma, but like his dad's mom or whatever.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So she is Jane Fonda's mother-in-law, and they fought and they hate each other. And J-Lo,
this lady is amazing.
I love her. Elaine Stritch she heigles Jane Fonda right in the face.
Apart.
She takes her apart. She gives her the business. She's awesome.
She takes her apart like a lawnmower. That's
she takes her apart and it's still
it's
like,
awesome.
It's just like in how she does it with Jack Donaghy too, where she says,
breaks him down.
This is the, what is this, that her, you know, Nancy Donovan is going around with some hotshot in New York City that drinks scotch like a woman. Or whatever. Like, so it's just funny. Like, she always makes fun of, like, she's just so great at this
she's
part.
She's tearing her up.
And so she leaves and she, you know, so she fucks up the place and then leaves.
She tells her when, you know, my son met you, you were a local news reporter driving a broken down minivan and drinking red wine from a box.
Yeah.
She tells her and everyone's like, oh, shit.
Yeah. And then she says
that
her grandson found an exotic Latina.
Yeah, I wish mine would have found that instead of you. And then as she leaves, old Lady Donaghy, the gay guy, just goes, I love you.
Yeah.
She escorts
I love her too.
Awesome.
Yeah, she's a
you
hero.
You have to love her.
So now J-Lo has an epiphany and she says, oh my God, we are going to be you two old bags. So you're going to be an old bag and I'm going to be an old bag and we're going to be fighting for forever. That's going to be, you know, I just watched what's happening.
Yeah.
And so she's like, I don't want that. And so now she's worried about that, you know, she's like, are you always going to be like this? And Jane Fonda was kind of like, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And then, So J-Lo decides she's going to call off the wedding just because of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I couldn't decide really if that was fair.
I don't think that's fair to this guy, because this guy, it would be one thing if J-Lo had filled him in on what's going on. He is blissfully unaware that
how is she not? I don't see a situation where I would not be calling you after your mom fucking showed up in a ceremonial robe.
Yeah. Oh, I know. You would. I get texts just fear. I'd be like, how'd she text? I went to the other room. I got 14 texts, and they're all different things my mother did. That's crazy.
But your mom doesn't drive me crazy.
No, I understand.
But if your mother was doing the shit that Jane Fonda was doing, I would be like, first of all, the ceremonial robes. I'd be like, what are we doing?
I feel like she needed to tell him, and he needed to try to broker something here.
But he didn't do anything. He's a fart in the wind.
Yeah, he just didn't know. She would have come up and said, I'm calling off the wedding because all this shit with your mother. And he would have been like, huh? Shit with what?
What shit with my mother?
Yeah, what's happening?
But anyway, so she's not even able to tell him. No. She goes in to tell Farton, like, hey, listen, you know, what am I doing? You know, we shouldn't get married. And then Jane Fonda goes in there and she's like, let's talk because the flower girls are drunk.
Yeah, she's trying to
make
something up to get out of the room.
So then they go talk and they hash it out in like 3 minutes.
And by the way, way to close your movie out with a fucking bang. Negotiations of standing there, two people negotiating, calmly talking to each other, ending in a handshake. Way to close it out with a bang, guys.
Yeah.
Really, that's your big...
You're going to come to every birthday, every Christmas, finale. Every whatever, if we have grandkids. And she's like, okay, yeah, that's fine. And J-Lo was super reasonable.
I was breathless while two people were reasonable with each other and then shook
hands. They should have done that the whole fucking time.
Breathless. God.
After that after she popped a pill on her thing.
Yeah.
That one, like, hey, Kevin. Go kick rocks. All right, you and me are going to talk, lady. This is how it's going to fucking go. That's when it should have been.
Yeah, this is
But
insanity.
This is too late. Wedding day, that's too late.
But that's just not how you end a movie.
No.
Too, with two people reasonably negotiating out terms that's amicable to
but
all parties.
But I will
that's
say,
ridiculous.
It's good advice. You should always set boundaries with people.
Yeah.
And you should set them up first.
I guess. While they waited a little
as
longer.
As soon as you start seeing a pattern of behavior, all right, look, I'm noticing that this is a pattern. I'm just going to tell you this right now. No.
Yeah.
Like, that's just what you should do. Anyway, that's fine. They get married. Everyone's magically happy. Nothing happened. And
the bouquet.
It's fine.
Jane Fonda catches the bouquet. Yeah, she throws the bouquet out of the top of the limo and all the girls or whatever, and they all spread like, you know.
Oh, yeah, and Jane Fonda's like been married
Red
like
sea,
four
and
times.
She's standing there like, oh, boy. And then old lady Donaghy gives a fucking look to her like, you whore. And then
well, because Jane Fonda's been married
funny.
Like four times.
Yeah, she called her a slut, I believe,
yeah,
at one
she
point,
is a
too,
slut.
Which I thought was pretty funny. I can't say that I'm a guy. But an old lady calling another less old lady a slut is pretty fucking hilarious in my book.
In this movie, they paint her out to be rather...
Yeah, they paint her out to be, you know, adventurous. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. Whatever. I don't know.
She takes some risks.
She led her life.
Good for her.
It's fine. Good
She's
for
Jane Fonda.
She led her life. She do what she wants.
She was in 9 to 5. Yeah. She tortured a man.
Who told her anything?
And then she tortured J-Lo. And then they tortured me.
Yeah,
all right.
They tortured us with this.
Yeah.
Oh.
We will go to the Hygelmeter.
To the Hygelmeter.
The Hygelmeter is our unit of our rating system where we measure things on a scale of 0 Hygels to 5 Hygels, 5 Hygels being the most punishing. I give it 3.5 Hygels.
3.5 Hygels.
Yeah.
Okay, reasoning?
I thought that the side characters made up for it.
Mid-range.
Job was good. I liked Adam Scott. Wanda Sykes was great.
Yeah.
Everybody was pretty good. And I thoroughly enjoyed Elaine Stritch. So that was like,
that was
you know, a Hygel and a half for me.
Okay, well, you know me. I start with 5 Hygels always. Everything starts out terrible.
Mm-hmm. If we're
Everything's
doing guilty it, until proven innocent.
Yeah, if we're doing it, it's because it sucks. I was going to take a whole Hygel off for the side characters. This was my thing. I was like, Wanda Sykes, Elaine Stritch, like all these side characters, little couple of Will Arnett things that were funny. I'm like, maybe that's worth a whole Hygel to take off. But then I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, no, They didn't even give her a goddamn fashion career.
Nope.
This is bullshit. They made her just, that's her big reward. She gets married to some guy, and then she gets to walk dogs for the rest of her fucking life, even though he's a surgeon for some reason. Bullshit. Only half a Heigl off for your good side characters, because you ruined it with that. Another Heigl, half a Heigl added. Four and a half Heigls. Screw this movie. Fuck it right in its ear. I hate it.
Ew, in the ear?
I think it would be uncomfortable for someone. That's all I'm getting at.
All right. Well, I like that.
I hope they get a fucking divorce. I swear to God. I hope.
He might be murdered.
Where they get divorced. Yeah, she's going to kill him or they're going to get a divorce. Nothing else will satisfy me.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, that was Monster-in-Law.
That was Monster-in-Law.
So if you guys liked the show, watch the movie along with us. You know, like, spend your Friday nights with us. I know that my new friend in Arlington Heights, Illinois, her name is just V on Twitter.
Yeah.
So she's my mysterious friend named V. I know that she said that she ate some pizza and she listened to us, and that was her Friday night entertainment. So
that's awesome.
We love spending Friday nights with you.
Thank you. I know Linda
Prost or whatever.
I know Linda Prost there. She's been going through the episodes.
Yeah, I really love that she does hashtag cool. Sarah Smarts. That's my favorite because damn it, I am smart.
That's right, goddamn.
When I choose to be.
No, thank all you guys for everything. Honestly, get on iTunes. I know it takes a second, but it's really, really, it helps us out a ton. And we sit through these horrible movies.
I had to watch it with Chipmunk voice today.
You know what? It's our anniversary, and we watched a bad movie and are recording a podcast. That's how we're spending our anniversary.
Yeah, well, you know what? I like hanging out with you, and this
is
fun.
I like it, too. I love it, but I'm just saying, this is super important to us, so if you could take the 30 seconds and give us a review, give us 5 stars, tell us anything you want, it would be so, so appreciated on our end. It just helps out tremendously, and also, you should get a hold of us on social media, but where can they do that?
Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe they can just go over to Twitter and search for us at You Got Heigled, YOUGOTHEIGLD, and facebook.com/YouGotHeigled. If you want to follow me, it's at Sarah H is funny, SARAHH is funny.
And I am at Jimmy P is funny, and Sarah is making fun of me with her Twitter handle.
I have spent our whole relationship making fun of you.
I know you have. I'm at Jimmy P is funny. You can try to spell my last name, cut and paste it from the show description. Find me on other platforms. If you want to listen a little bit more to me ranting and raving and being angry, you can check out Crime and Sports or Small Town Murder, my other two podcasts. Please do that. And other than that, man.
If you guys want to hear a fun story about how I've always made fun of James. I used to work at the comedy club that he performs at, and I worked at the box office, and my opening line was, I saw him wearing a light blue button-down shirt twice, and I flicked on the microphone, and I said, what's the matter, you don't have any other shirts?
Yeah.
That was my opening line.
And they were different shirts anyway. You could tell, obviously, from that moment, the magic had to ensue from there, right?
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.